It was quite a hectic trip this time. I had to leave on the day I gave initiation, the same year right after initiation, 17th, 18th I left. Then I was in Italy, I was in Italy. Then I got the news that Dwarkathish had an accident. Dwarkathish left his body. It was very nice the way he left. He was unconscious. His family was there. And then I was in touch with them. And his family asked, you see, he was in life support. Life support means they put a thing called ventilator and they force oxygen so that although the body cannot breathe, but the lungs keep on functioning. So this is how they extend their life. So they asked me whether they should continue with the life support. I said, no need to maintain continued life. When the soul is meant to leave the body, why hold it back? Isn't it Vinit? When the time comes to leave the body, the soul is meant to leave the body. Let the body. So let the soul leave. So I told them, there is no need to prolong it like that. And so then they wanted me to speak to him. So I was speaking in the phone and held the phone in front of his ears. And I spoke. It was in a speaker phone, so they were also hearing what I was saying. And at a time like that, what should I say? I told him, Dwarkathish, all your life what you have been practicing, now the time has come to take the test. What you have prepared, now you have to apply. So what you are doing all along, we are preparing ourselves for that time. So that we can remember Krishna at the time of leaving our body. And so, and then they took the support off his body. And they all were chanting, his whole body practically was covered with tulasi, upper part of his body. They could put Ganga, Jal, Radha Kund water, Vrindavan dust in his mouth. And they told me that he actually looked very, very peaceful. And they even said that his body actually looked very effulgent. And he left his body from his mouth, he left. So that is the very, very good sign. The yogis leave their body through their Brahma Talu. But the devotees leave their body through their mouth. That is their desired goal. Meaning, chanting the holy name. He left his body from his mouth and he looked very peaceful, very effulgent. And so, could see that although, like one may think, oh, accidental death is not auspicious. But the thing is that devotees, with in whichever way they live, is auspicious. Like Tamal Krishna Maharaj also left his body through an accident. But his post-mortem report actually said that he actually left the body before the accident took place. So the apparent accident was not the cause of his body. Maybe his leaving the body caused that accident. And with Dwarkadish, he was unconscious. Now in that unconscious state, who knows what happened? During that unconscious state, probably he went through a whole lot of experience by Krishna's mercy. And when the time came to leave his body. And it was all very auspicious. He had been a very, very good devotee. His spirit was to preach. He was a good preacher. Wherever he went, he was very well received. Especially recently, he was in East European countries, and he wrote to me that wherever he went, devotees liked him very much. So I told him, so now you should just keep on preaching. And in that way I was feeling that when he was ready to preach, and why he had to leave. But Krishna has his plan. Who knows why Krishna does things in a certain way. We have to understand, as long as we are here, it is Krishna's arrangement. And when we have to leave, that's also Krishna's arrangement. So these are the wonderful examples that we must learn from, how to prepare, how to depend upon Krishna when the time comes to leave our bodies. And as long as we are here, let's use this body in Krishna's service. What is the use of this body? This body has only two objectives. The body can be used only in two ways. Either for our sense gratification. Through the body we can get a lot of sense gratification. But what is the result of sense gratification? The result of sense gratification is suffering. More we try to enjoy, the more we suffer. That's why the sadhus from the past, they used to voluntarily accept austerities. Austerity means rejecting the possibility of sense gratification. Reject the possibility of sense gratification. Because sense gratification leads to suffering. So that is one way, and that's how everybody wants to use the body. Through the body, try to gratify the senses. And the other way that we can use the body is to serve Krishna. Use this body to be engaged in Krishna's service. So karmis, materialistic people, they try to use the body for sense gratification. But devotees, they want to use the body in the service of Krishna. So that is what we have to always remember. Just wearing saffron, shaving head, wearing kantimala, these are not the real sign of devotee. Many people can dress like that, but the real test is to what extent we are using this body in the service of Krishna. So, that is the goal of a devotee. Use this body in the service of Krishna. If we do that, then what happens? Then the soul becomes spiritually situated. As the human body, we have this opportunity to engage this body in the service of Krishna, so that the soul can become the bondage of this material world. Desire for sense gratification is the bondage. Through this tendency of sense gratification, the soul becomes bound in this material nature. But through devotional service, the soul becomes free from this bondage of material nature. The more we engage the body in the service of Krishna, the more the soul will become free from this bondage. Therefore, when it comes to devotional service, don't hesitate to accept that opportunity. Not that I don't like this, I don't like to stay here, let me go back, let me go there. I don't like, it is not comfortable situation. That's not a devotee. That's sense gratification. Those who display that kind of tendency, they are sense gratifiers. Devotional service means, whatever comes, I am going to accept it. I am going to surrender myself. Devotee means surrendered. If you can't surrender to the order of your guru, then what kind of devotee you are? Did you come to Krishna consciousness to gratify your senses? Or did you come to Krishna consciousness to be engaged in devotional service? Your guru may not tell that to you, but you should understand that. This is why you have come here. For sense gratification, you have plenty of opportunities. Go home, stay home, there will be plenty of opportunities. Your family members will treat you like a prince. But did you come to Krishna consciousness to get that kind of lifestyle, or did you come here to surrender? So surrender is the key word for devotion. Surrender. Anyway, take every single instance as an opportunity to make spiritual advancement. Many of you are rendering your devotional service very nicely. Even though I am not here, I get to know that, and I feel very happy to see that how you are making spiritual advancement. So become very good devotees. Okay, so I'll be here for 3-4 days, let's see. Today is 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, on 14th I'll be leaving. So, officially I'll be here for 3 days and 4 nights. So then I have to go to Kanpur. I have to come back now because of the GBC meeting. So I have to go to Kanpur for the GBC meeting. And then after the GBC meeting in Kanpur, I have to go to Mayapur for Mayapur GBC meeting. And then I have to go back to America. I have to spend a lot of time in America now because it's a new project. Like these projects again, these projects are service to Srila Prabhupada, to expand Krishna consciousness. When I embarked in this project in Ujjain, I was here all the time. Many of you were not here at that time. But those days, and when I went out, it was for the purpose of this project. So now that this project is going on nicely, so now I can go. So I am involved in America, in Orlando, and that's a very big project. So let us see what Krishna wants. Simply trying to use this body in the service of Krishna. Sometimes devotees say that, Maharaj, why are you embarking on such a project at this age? And they often say, like, Ujjain is doing so well, so why don't you... You built Ujjain, so why don't you stay in Ujjain? But the thing is that I didn't build Ujjain temple, this project. It's not for my enjoyment. This project was for Prabhupada's, my offering to Srila Prabhupada. This project is meant for promoting Krishna consciousness in this part of the world. And it is happening. Because we came, Krishna consciousness is developing so nicely in this area. Had you not have come, it wouldn't have. So now is the next project in Florida, in Orlando. Not exactly Orlando City. It's about 35 miles from Orlando, in a place called D-Land. And it's a university city. There's a big university there, which is only about 10 minutes drive from our place. And there we have a large piece of land. I'm sure you know how much land we have there. How many of you do not know? Or how many of you know how much land is there? We have 117 acres of land. This temple is on 2 acres of land. And the guest house is another 2 acres. So here we have 4 acres. But there we have 117 acres of land. And that also next to a lake. And it used to be a youth center for the Christians, Christian youth center. So many facilities are already there. And we we have accommodation for about 100 devotees there already. We had a retreat and 60 devotees stayed in the property, those who came from outside. And others stayed in a hotel which was about 10 minutes from there. We had about 110 devotees join in that retreat. And so it's a nice project. We have many, many programs that we want to develop. So that's why I have to spend time there. And I'm also planning to take Bhakti Prem Maharaj there. If Bhakti Prem Maharaj goes there, then I'll be relieved to some extent. Because Bhakti Prem Maharaj is a very good leader. And I think he's a better leader than I am. Because the amount of time he spends with the devotees, the way he takes care of the devotees, trains the devotees, I cannot do that. Right. Of course, I hope Bhakti Prem Maharaj also will be able to continue doing that, because the more you more responsibilities you get means more phone calls, more emails, more other activities to take care of. Like for example, Maharaj always chants with the devotees in the temple. I can't do that because generally I tend to chant before everyone wakes up. Because once the day begins, it becomes very difficult to chant properly. And anyway, so I'm counting on you, Maharaj. So now we are also creating another thing here to support Dilan project. That is the project of a call center. Like from America they'll receive calls here and reply. And how many of you already joined in that program? Raise your hands. Okay. Okay. What's your name? Purvi. I spoke to you the other day. And Bimala Bhakti is going to be involved in that. Right? You're looking forward? Okay. Shaili. And another girl is from Bombay, right? Yeah. Okay. And Krishna Kishore will kind of be the contact between America and India. Krishna Kishore had been very helpful. He had always been very helpful. And he's a very competent devotee also. He's very young, but very efficient. Actually, he had been a devotee since his school days, right? At what age you came to Krishna, you started to practice Krishna consciousness? At the age of 13. Very good. And you were in which grade at that time? Class 6 maybe? plus 7. And so it's very nice that you all are taking care of the responsibilities here, and because of you I feel quite relieved. Like for example, for Arunaksha, I'm free from anxiety about deity worship. I know it's his department and he will. He had always been very, very dedicated. I remember when he first moved in here and we had the temple in the community center, and Arunaksha was so committed. And those days winter was very cold. And in spite of all that cold and everything, Arunaksha was taking care of the deities. The first year we gave him the Devotee of the Year award to Arunaksha. And also well, Chittahari is taking care of the finance side very nicely. Then Prema Bhakti, yeah, Brajendra Krishna, Idhira Gaura, you are the man, like, you are the president now, yeah? Idhira Gaura, and who is the fourth one? You know, Abhaycharan is also taking care of a very, very important aspect. Like the altar department. And here, Abhaycharan is my key man. like, so anyway, so all of you are serving so nicely. Raghav Pandit is taking care of the PR and is communicating with other outsiders, outside departments, government. Mukul is taking care of the school very nicely. Thank you so much. And then Mukunda is taking care of the guest house. Anil, don't worry about the school. I spoke to Lilavati and the children, and they gave me assurance that school was Dwarkadhish's desire, so that school will go on. They'll give you all the support. And we also will give you all the support. So, boy, yeah, Rasananda was there at the beginning, at a very difficult phase, when there was no one, just three of them. Rasananda, Krishna Kishore, and Soma Radhika, and Radha Radhya, yeah? Just four. There are four, but there are lots of deers, lots of snakes, lots of crocodiles in the lake. Not crocodiles, alligators, the small ones. So, I'm not scaring you all, just joking. In Orlando area, in Florida, there is one snake called black snake. And the black snake keeps the other poisonous snakes away. And black snake doesn't have any poison. This is such a good snake that the government has created a law that nobody can kill those snakes. If you kill those snakes, then you'll be punished. So that is how valuable. And we have some black snakes there. And they're our friends. And we have a swimming pool. And next to the swimming pool, there is a filtration and pumping area that with pumps. It's a big swimming pool, actually. And one snake stays there. And you see him once in a while. And whenever he sees you, he just retreats, he goes back. So this is how you get to know snakes. Actually, the Bara farm, what is that project called? Yeah. So there are so many snakes. But this Mayapur also had so many snakes. But they never bite the devotees. We saw so many snakes in Mayapur. So, anyway, they are all our friends. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, he made the animals dance with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going through the forest of Jharkhand, and accidentally he stepped onto a sleeping tiger. Can you imagine what could happen? But what did Mahaprabhu say? What did Mahaprabhu do? He said, chant Hare Krishna. And the tiger got up, started to chant Hare Krishna. And not only that, he stood up and started to dance. Another time, Mahaprabhu went to take bath in a lake. And there were so many elephants, they were taking bath. So Mahaprabhu told them, chant Hare Krishna. Say Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And the elephants started to also stood up on two legs and started to chant Hare Krishna and dance in ecstasy. Some big snakes came. They also stood up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And then some deers came. They saw the tigers dancing. So they also started to dance and embrace the tigers and lions. There were some bears, they came and they also started dancing. Some monkeys came, started dancing. So in Jharkhand forest, all the animals started to dance with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And the main thing is that Krishna is in the heart of everyone as the super soul. So, all these apparently ferocious animals become friendly to the devotees. Oh, the super soul guides them. Look, don't trouble them. They're devotees. They're my devotees. So this is how the super soul guides. Anyway, as devotees, we are surrendered to Krishna. And our mode is, Marobi Rakhobi Joichatama. Whether you want to kill me or whether you want to keep me, it's up to you. Whatever you want, Krishna. So that should be the mood of a devotee. So, it's already 3:22. So, I was thinking whether I would lead the kirtan, I'd come for the kirtan today, but I may not come because I'm very, what should I say, I don't want to say, let me say, I'm a little tired. I was about to say I'm very tired, but then I felt, no, but I'm a little tired, so I may not come. And I have some problem also. I developed some rash in the body which is going on for the last 4 months. So Vinita is going to check it. And Bhakti Prem Maharaj already decided to give me some allopathic medicine. So let's see. It'll be a joint application of allopathy and Ayurveda. So it must be a win-win situation. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari.